Miss, miss, I think I'm dying. Miss, there's a lot of blood coming out of my nose and then it's on my hands. I think I have to leave. Please. Blood won't stop.
Hey, is that the answer to tea? Was that the answer?
The blood?
Just everything you just said there, was that the answer?
If you wanna.
Okay.
If that's the creative writing section, then sure. Hold on. No, don't take my shit. Don't take my word.
You said it into the ether. Shut up, she'll hear us.
Miss, can you at least give me tissues if you're not going to acknowledge me? Pretty bad. This paper wasn't read when I started. Do you have any tissues?
Would you like a new paper?
Do I get to start over everything?
I suppose you would have to.
But like same amount of time or like reset the clock?
The clock is still running.
Miss, I think I'm dying. Is that a special enough circumstance? My nose has been bleeding for 40 minutes.
We are all dying at different paces.
Okay, miss.
Can I use that in this, miss?
Stop asking others for the answers.
It's creative writing. I can write about whatever I want. Can I write about that?
It's critical analysis of creative writing.
Miss, can I go to the nurse? Please?
You can, but I will not stop the time.
That doesn't seem fair.
You could have chosen any time to bleed.
I don't think that's how it works. I didn't know that sneeze was going to be so aggressive.
I'm holding my head. I also have a nose, man. I'm holding it. You're really distracting me.
Oh, Jesus. I could see it in your eyes.
Can I use that in this?
Ow! Don't use my pain. That's what I'm using to fuel my cream.
Hey, let it out. Just let it out. Let the blood out. Miss, the blood's contagious.
The blood's not contagious.
Jillian has a nosebleed as well.
She's had a nosebleed since the start, and she held it in like a good student.
Yeah, why can't you be like us?
Welcome back to Dunbracken.
Okay, so I guess we've decided that no more tests at the top of the hill. Too many nosebleeds, I think.
No, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
One of my students held it in, which made me think all of the students can hold it in.
All right, well, if you trust that they can hold it in.
I don't trust them, but they have the capabilities to hold it in. I don't think I should have to relocate just because the students lack commitment.
Because I'm starting to feel it now. My head is woozy. Like, I have a lack of oxygen, I think, up here.
And you will become accustomed to it.
I understand that, but I don't know if for 1 hour...
This is part of my marathon training.
Yes, and we granted
and
you...
I will not... move.
And we granted you a bus so you could take your students up and down the hill, and we were allowing you to take it.
You were forcing me to use the bus. I wanted them to run up here.
Yes, and unfortunately they have to take the test in the bus because, of course, on top of the hill there's nowhere for them to.
There is air. It's just low oxygen percentage.
Michael, you're going to be proud of me. There must have been a mix-up. I was sat on the bus, and I was passed an exam paper. They mixed me up from one of the kids. I passed. Oh my, I don't need to be a bus driver anymore. There's so many opportunities. What can I do with critical analysis of creative writing? Oh my God, I could be a,
is that
I could
even
be
a
reviewer.
Freddie, that's incredible.
Thank you.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, do you have any work that you want critically and analyzed?
I watched The Green Mile yesterday. Could you just, like, analyze?
You seem like a different person.
Whoa, shit.
Yeah, you seem like a...
Yeah, oh, it really moved me.
This is what media can do.
Could you, like, critically look at an application I was going to send? Is that the kind of thing that we're doing?
Wait, is no one going to be bus drivers anymore?
No, there's other bus drivers. Don't worry. I mean, so long as they... Don't sounds take like, a test.
Sounds like you're all brave at all.
Hey, as long as you're still here.
Yeah, I'll always be here. I love driving buses.
Yeah, that's good.
I would drive something bigger, but they won't allow me.
You drive a bus like they drove a big bus in the Green Mile?
Yeah.
You know, along the Green Mile?
Yeah, I would.
I mean, I haven't seen the movie, but I assume that's where they're driving.
Yeah, they're driving too along the Green Mile. And it's like a metaphor and stuff.
For what?
It's a metaphor for death. The final mile, I think.
I think my application's like a metaphor for the final mile. I don't want to be a bus driver forever.
Oh.
It's been good years, but I don't want it to be my final years.
Hey, buses are pretty cool, guys.
Buses are great.
Buses are great.
Are you sure you want to put in for like for the marathon? You haven't used your legs in a long time apart from pushing those pedals on the bus.
I mean, you've got some sweet-ass calves, but other than that, you're...
I mean,
you can't rely on that alone.
Can't rely on calves.
But the application is beautiful. You've really convinced me that you could do it. If I didn't know you, I'd be like, this person could definitely do it.
It's a marathon.
Is that application just a brochure on you? That's so cool.
Yeah, I just wanted to cover a bunch of different things.
That's nice.
You know, things I've done in the past, things I want to do next. And professionally, creatively.
Wait, does this mean
logistically?
Does this mean both of your bus routes will be up for grabs?
Gabriel, we need someone to cover all of the bus routes with one bus. Would you be willing to drive a triple decker?
You could stop right there. I'm game.
Okay, well,
could go bigger.
I'm so glad to hear you say that, because that
if you want to make
currently the current route, you have to drop some students off and then pick more up, and that's going to cause problems with starting school.
Yeah,
we could go quadruple.
I was thinking a Rubik's cube made out of buses. 3x3.
I'm open to, conceptually, I'm open to this.
No, they wouldn't spin like a Rubik's Cube. Oh, I wouldn't be against it. It would give some fun for the kids.
In what way is this different from just a cube then?
Well, it's flat. It's just, the only depth is like, it's one bus deep. Do you understand?
So it's not even a cube?
It's not really a cube, no.
Neither Rubik nor a cube.
But it's 3x3. I suppose I need another.
Oh, so you want...
No, I need 27 buses.
So what you're feeling to understand, it's very simple. There's 9 buses, there's 3 buses in one row, and it goes up 3. Do you know what a cube is?
We studied that recently, yeah. Yeah, it's...
Perfect.
It's a square and more squares.
And do you know what a Rubik's Cube is?
Yes.
Okay, so put both of those ideas out of your head.
Oh my god.
Neither of those things.
A Rubik's Cube is a cube.
Yeah. Do you know what a double-decker bus is?
Yes.
That was the initial idea, but we're way off it now.
Okay.
So this is just 3 buses, 3 normal school buses.
Okay.
On top of 3 normal school buses, on top of 3 normal school buses.
Okay,
all right. Connected by a series of pipes, steel and beams to my one central bus, and you have the freedom to choose wherever you want.
Oh, okay. Where are my friends sitting? You know my friends. Where are they?
Oh, Cool Club?
The Cool Club.
Yeah.
They're usually at the back, but I don't see them.
No, they could be at the back of any of them, so you might have to spend a while checking in and out.
You have full CCTV access there. Just have a look. Just turn it on.
Okay, they're at the very back of the top middle bus.
Okay.
Sir?
Yeah?
I don't normally get the bus. Normally my mom picks me up.
Do you have your backpack with you? Do you have a parachute with you?
Parachute?
Yeah.
No, this is what I was going to ask. Like, how long before I need to get off? Do I need to, like, ring a bell?
Don't worry.
Like, how long is it going to take me to get down? And also, how do I get back down and dismount the bus in a safe way?
Kid, you're asking all the right questions. This is a very simple procedure.
Yeah.
There are 6 stops in the town. You have to get off at one of the 6 designated stops. Now, I will start slowing down a mile before them, because if I stop any faster, we will tip over and crash and die. And they are the 6 stops of the longest stretches of straight road. So anytime we turn, hold on.
Okay.
So you've got a mile. You'll feel the
no
general...
No seat belts.
This is a bus, kid. We're not made of money.
Mr. Busman, I left my bus pass in the math classroom. It'd take me about 13 minutes to run there and run back. Would it be possible for you to wait before you depart?
For you? Sure.
Okay, you can start your timer. I'll be exactly on time.
Okay, great. Okay, hey, kids, hurry. Hurry, kids. Everyone on the bus, as quick as we can. We've got 13 minutes to get this show on the road. Come on, guys.
No, give me back my clarinet. No, I need that. I have my exam tomorrow.
You're going to fail anyway.
Yeah, I know I'm going to fail, but I still need to do it in principle. My dad will be annoyed if I don't do my clarinet exam.
What, he won't be annoyed if you fail?
I mean, yeah, that's another bridge I'm going to have to cross whenever I get there. But as long as he knows I'm gone, and I can't just, like, leave without the clarinet. So I need my clarinet case back.
Just say someone took it.
Oh.
Then you won't have to go.
And it's not even a lie. We are taking it.
What are you going to do with it?
Sell it for parts?
Got an exam tomorrow. Oh.
Oh, what were you going to do?
I have an exam tomorrow.
I was going to sell it for parts.
Oh, can you wait a day?
No, because I have a saxophone exam tomorrow. I'm going to sell this so I can get saxophone parts, so I can have a saxophone for tomorrow.
How many parts do you have?
I've got a reed.
Oh, so you're missing your rest.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how to play this, so I guess you can have it. Do you know how to play the saxophone?
Wait, if you're doing an exam and you don't know how to play the clarinet, then I'm at least going to do better than you.
I don't think you will.
If you really cared about the clarinet, you wouldn't have let it go in the first place.
And I did.
I care about the saxophone.
You snatched it out of my hand.
Yeah.
I was blowing my nose. That's a two-hand job.
Why are you blowing your nose with the clarinet in your hand? You're going to get snot all over the clarinet. That's disrespectful.
No, you took it from me. It was in my possession.
Yeah. And you're blowing your nose. You're going to blow your nose all over the clarinet.
I was vulnerable.
If you did that, it would probably sound better than anything you've played.
Again, you guys have a point. I can't really argue with your bullying technique. Like, I'm kind of on your side. But I just feel like I still need to own the clarinet. I rented it from
you
the...
Rented, exactly. You rented it? Exactly.
Oh, I feel bad for stealing this now.
Yeah, school property.
Yeah.
Yeah. Schools don't get enough funding already. And now you're going to, waste an examiner's time?
And now you've lost a clarinet. Wow.
But you wanted the clarinet.
I didn't ask for one because I was going to lose it. Probably going to sell it for money.
Look, I don't think that this is a very fair battle because I'm only first year and you guys are big in fifth year.
Yeah, you should listen to your elders then.
Yeah, look.
I'm outnumbered and outaged.
Look, this is how we learned. When we were in first year, we tried bullying fifth years. Did not work.
No.
They're stronger. They are smarter, and they play instruments far above our reach.
Shall I try bullying you guys to try and break the cycle?
Yeah, I'd love to see that.
What's so funny, punk?
Whoa. Your face!
Oh, yeah, snotty face.
It is actually very funny. You've got mismatched eyebrows.
Oh, wow, okay. I don't think I'm qualified for this yet. Do you have any advice?
Change your eyebrows. Maybe get two that are the same size, not one smaller than the other.
I'd just be surprised all the time.
Do you even play saxophone?
I don't have a saxophone, but I think from all the videos I've watched, I'll be able to do it if I can get the parts for it.
I've seen him blow that reed. I have full confidence.
Hey, thanks, Terrence.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You know what? If I get a music deal, I'll name an album after you.
Oh,
Terrence
sweet.
Tracks. It'll be for you.
Oh, I appreciate that.
No problem.
I spy with my little eye something beginning with C.
Curse.
Curse?
Yeah.
No, I don't see a curse.
Okay. I am cursed now.
You're cursed?
Yeah, I'm cursed.
Why are you saying that?
I'm cursed to be on this bus forever.
No, it's a long journey. That's why we're playing the game, to pass some time.
Can't leave.
Begins with C.
Chance. Chance of getting off the bus.
No,
I'm cursed to be here.
It's something that I can see, Robin.
Clouds zipping by.
No.
As I age.
Robin.
Stuck in the bus.
Robin.
Calluses from gripping the handrail.
Don't need to grip that hard. I appreciate
that
there's no seatbelt.
It's fast.
What?
It's fast, just like the time that goes by here.
Robin, this is supposed to be a fun game, and you're kind of bringing the mood down.
It was fun. It kind of distracted me for, like, a little bit.
You really talked about the situation in a worse way than it is for a lot longer than I wanted. I can see something, and it begins with C.
See something making it worse. Change. Change. Hope.
Have you never played this game before?
Hope that we'll get off this bus.
Oh my god, I literally chose this because I thought that this would be accessible
choice.
To you. I wanted to play 21.
I have the choice. I'm not cursed. I
I can get off this bus if I want. I just have to make the leap.
No, Robin, you can't.
I'm opening the window.
No, Robin. At least guess my word first.
Ciao.
Robin, no. It was capybara.
We would like to remind all passengers that when the seatbelt sign is on, to have all phones on bus mode.
Seems like we have quite the predicament, Keith. Looks like you've accidentally sat on the seat that I put the chewing gum on. You weren't meant to be stuck here. You are now. I haven't worked out quite how to remove the person who sits in the chewing gum. Just know it wasn't meant for you. It was meant for Trevor.
Trevor?
Trevor, yeah.
You were going to get your revenge on Trevor?
Oh, I was getting revenge on Trevor. Been a long time coming.
Knew that, Keith.
3 years. 3 years since whenever he was in fifth year. And he was picking on me.
Yeah. Is it true that you sabotaged his exams, so he had to stay back for 2 years?
Yeah, that's right. And some people would say that's revenge enough.
I don't think so.
That's not revenge enough. I'm going to trap him on this bus forever.
Am I trapped on this bus forever?
Maybe trapped on this bus forever until I work out how to remove you, Keith. I'm really sorry about that. I know you were looking forward to seeing your dad. He's back from war for the first time in 3 years. You're not going to get to see him, and he's not allowed on this bus because of child protection. So you're just going to have to stay around him. You'll get to wave at him every 3 hours, Keith. You can wave out the window.
He's not going to wait at the bus stop for me.
Oh. Well, luckily, we go right past your house, Keith, and you can look in the window and see what they're having for dinner. Then they'll go to sleep. Then it'll be another loop as they're still asleep. And then whenever they wake up, you can wave at them when they're having breakfast, and then lunch, and then dinner, and all over again. Over and over and over again until I work out how to remove that chewing gum, Keith.
I feel like this speech was meant for Trevor.
This speech was meant for Trevor.
Now, I know you've worked hard on this, and what I'm about to say I don't really want to do.
Okay.
But I could just take off my trousers.
That's disgusting.
It is, but I don't want to live on the bus. At some point, everyone else is going to leave, and I can do it then, right?
Keith, you find yourself in the top left bus of a 9-bus cube. You're gonna.
It's not a cube.
What do you mean it's not a cube?
It's 3x3. That's a square.
But it's as deep as it is wide, Keith. That's a cube.
I guess, but I feel like you need the same number of units.
I don't understand.
Has this affected your plan?
No. I was only describing this, Keith, to let you know that it's going to be very embarrassing to walk from the top left bus down through all the pipe network down to the door, and kids are going to see you in your boxers. And I bet you didn't pick boxers for this occasion, Keith, did you? What boxers are you wearing, Keith?
Leopard print.
Leopard print boxers.
They make me feel fierce.
I know someone up there's on their phone. I'm going to start swerving these buses until you put that phone away. Okay?
Sorry, I was looking for someone to file a complaint to my child. My child fell out of the 8th deck of the bus on the way home the other day, and I just wanted to know how that happened.
Well, that's simple. Your child wasn't wearing a seatbelt. And it quite clearly chose not to put on the parachute either.
Why was she on a bus with 8 decks?
Would you rather she walks home? Are you going to pick her up?
Okay, but...
I would like to file a complaint with you.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm all ears.
You quite clearly don't know how your child travels to and from school. And you're not willing to do anything against it if you're unhappy with it.
I drop her to the bus stop. I pick her up from the bus stop. The other day, I had to pick her up from A&E.
Okay.
She had to text me to say, sorry, Mum, running late.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're not meant to give the child a phone. We have a no-phone policy.
Well, it was out of school hours, so...
Yeah, but she obviously had it with her.
Well, yeah, she has to, because that's how we keep in touch to get her to and from the bus stop.
Why do I have to pay to go somewhere I don't want to go?
You have to go home, kid. You just have to go home.
I don't want to go home.
I know you don't want to go home.
This is where all my friends are at.
I know, but your friends aren't going to be here at school all night. They're going home as well.
I know, but I just like to be here and make the place nice for when they come back.
I know, kid, and you're a great kid, but
aww,
your home can't be that bad.
It's worse than this.
Look, I'd take you to my home if I could, but there's laws against that.
What?
No, I'm just saying. If you didn't want to go to your home.
Is this stranger than you?
No. Okay. We're backtracking.
Everybody!
No. Get off the intercom.
You should all stay in the school overnight. We'll have a big sleepover.
Just stop hitting that. Look, I'm not going to take you to my home. I have a specific stop for you. I would take you to your friend's home if I could, but you have to get your parents' signature for that, and I'm not a weirdo. Stop reaching for the intercom.
You would make a special stop for me?
No, I said I wouldn't.
You wouldn't? What?
No, I said if your parents signed off and said you could go to your friend's house, I could, but there's only 6 CF stops. There's only 6 designated CF stops in town. Anywhere else, you're all going to die. Look, what? That's why you've got...
We're all going to die.
No.
Everybody's
no.
All
Get off
die.
The intercom. Get off the intercom. Do you have your parachute? Then it's less likely you're going to die. Because there was one kid. Didn't die, but didn't have her parachute.
I know. That was me.
That was you?
That was me.
All right. Wow. Your mum gave me some talking to.
She cares about me very much.
Yeah. So why don't you want to go home, dear?
Because all my friends are here.
Oh, yeah. You said that.
Yeah.
Yeah, well...
You know what? I don't think you know where I live. So I feel
I know
safe.
Where your stop is. I don't know where you live. I don't know where your stop is. I specifically said I don't know where you live. I know around the area, sure, but that's only because your stop has to be within a certain distance of your home. Get off the edge. Don't touch the button.
Okay. I'm looking at your route map. You've got a lot of X's on various houses.
Those are the bad kids.
But my house has an X on it.
Yeah.
So you know where I live.
Everybody.
Get on the intercom.
Okay.
Get on the bus.
All right. Just please remove the X. I'm a good kid.
Fine. Okay.
I'm sorry I used your intercom.
Should be. That would be worse than X, but you seem okay. You were trying to do a good thing.
Yeah.
I made it. I made it back from Mass Clash with my bus pass.
Sorry,
I can go
doors
home
closing.
Tonight.
Doors closing.
No, I'm
doors
here. Closing. I'm on time. I can
doors
see
closing. Ah, oh, we can't stop.
Everybody, we managed to get away without him.
Good use of the intercom, kid.
Excuse me. Sorry, it's my stop. Yeah, sorry. Excuse me. Sorry. I'll just push up. Sorry. Excuse me. Sorry. Yeah, sorry. Sorry, can I just move your bag?
Sorry, Peggy. Did you say sorry. This was your excuse stop?
Me. Yeah, I'm just trying to get to the front of the bus before the stop.
What's
comes
your
up.
Name?
Michelle.
Ah, so it's not your stop. This stop is dedicated to Michelangelo.
I'm really sorry. I need to keep pushing past people. I've 6 more
excuse
floors
me.
To get down before
sorry.
I
yes.
get to the...
Excuse me. But you sorry. Said this was your stop, and this
excuse
stop
me.
Is dedicated to Michelangelo.
Hey, I need to climb down. This is my stop.
This is the stop I need to get
oh,
off
hey,
at.
Hey, Michelle.
Hey.
So you're trying to get off at Michelangelo's stop. It's not Michelle's stop. You are more than welcome to get off at Michelangelo's stop.
Yeah, the stop with a little tiny statue by it, yeah.
Yeah, that's the stop that we get...
But it seemed like you were claiming. Apologies, maybe I've made a slight mistake.
We just went by it.
Okay.
It sounded like you were trying to claim this stop as your own. This stop was dedicated to Michelangelo.
I'm just going to go back to my seat.
I'm going to go back to my seat. Excuse me. Excuse
sorry,
me.
Sorry, excuse
sorry.
Me.
It's, sorry. Yeah, it's me again. Yeah. Sorry. Can I just move your bag? Sorry. Right. Excuse me. Sorry.
So,
for anyone else on the tour today, the next stop is dedicated to Jacob Rosenheimer. He found out that he was not actually related to his father. He shortly after tried to find out who his real dad was. Found out after a couple of weeks searching that it was a traveling tea salesman. He found him on the side of the road. He spoke to him and he made him a very nice cup of tea. But it turned out it was a very sleepy cup of tea because whenever he woke up a couple of hours later, his father was gone and had abandoned him once again. He was very disappointed. The next stop is where he actually fell asleep.
Sorry, I have a question.
Who's Michelangelo?
Ah, Michelangelo is the first meat proprietor of this town.
Sorry, an announcement for all the kids. I believe the tour guide is on one of the buses. If anyone could please let me know which one he was in, 1E yesterday. I just need to know where he is located now so we can finally get rid of him. Thank you.
I won't tell.
Gabriel.
Hey.
I don't want to alarm you. I think...
Hey, what's up?
I think we might have a flat.
Oh, God, where?
The left-hand side.
Of the bottom or the left-hand side of the middle or the left-hand side of the top?
The left towards the back. Like, left we're sort of a bit of a... We're on a bit of a lean.
Oh, God.
Like a bit of a recline.
This makes sense because...
Do we need to pull over?
No, no, we can never stop.
We can never stop?
We can't stop unless the designated stops. If I stop before someone stop, they could go straight through a window. A kid fell out last week. No parachute.
But yeah, but then if there's a puncture, it could go really bad.
Don't worry, don't worry. I have accounted for this.
We could have a whole bus worth of kids just fall.
Don't worry, we'll just ask all the kids to move to the right-hand side of the bus, so probably.
Gabriel.
Yeah?
I will offer myself up. I will lean out the side of the bus and replace the tire. It is my dream to be of service to you.
Pablo? Pablo.
I'm making my way to the back now.
Pablo, this is dangerous.
I can do this.
I know, Pablo! Oh, good, he was caught in the other bus. Oh, thank goodness. Thank God I was turned the right about.
Hey, Gabe?
Yeah?
Yeah, Pablo tells you he can change your tire, don't believe him.
Really?
He can't change your tire.
Oh, okay, good to know.
We made fun of him for being so weak, so he said he was manly, but I don't think he...
That's okay, he fell out of the bus, but luckily we were turning a corner and he was able to be picked up by an open window of one of the others.
I thought he was offering himself to be the substitute for the wheel. That makes so much more sense.
At first I thought he was offering to be the one to stand on the right-hand side of the bus, and I was like, you're small, Pablo, you need more.
Sorry, and you let him?
It's not my domain. It's Gabriel's whole thing.
Yeah, I'm in charge of the entire of this.
I'm just an advisor.
I'm not allowed to call it a cube, but one line of a cube.
Let me also say, I will never move from the left-hand side.
Why do you do this?
It's where all my friends hang out.
Yeah, but if all your friends move, would you move?
Yeah, but they're not going to.
Oh, for God's sake. This is unbelievable. And I'm trying to drive here.
We've got blankets and cushions on the right-hand side. It's the best side.
Perfect. If it's on the right-hand side, then you need to move over to the right-hand side.
Hold on. I got confused because I was facing the other way.
You need to talk bus left or bus right.
Oh, okay.
It's bus lingo.
Starboard.
No, that's the fifth bus.
Okay.
Got starboard, reindeer.
I feel like we were on the same page.
Quite possibly, yeah.
Anyway, we're not moving. We'd rather die in this bus.
Hey, so none of the kids have been at school for about 2 days now. Should we be worried or...
Well, I was thinking that we would be able to get George on the bus.
George?
George, yeah. If we can get one of the teachers on the bus, be able to educate the children.
Okay, I could get behind that. Is he finished his marathon? Is he willing to come from the hill? If he's in the top bus, that's still quite high.
I think we would be able to come to an agreement so that he
could run up and down.
I think we could come to some agreement.
That sounds nice.
Hey kids, George is in the ninth bus, so if anyone wants to learn today, you're more than welcome to go up to the ninth bus.
Is he showing the film?
It's up to him. He's an English teacher, so he might be.
I'm going to assume there's a 40% chance that he's showing a film.
It's a strong chance.
Do you know what's on the curriculum?
No, I'm a bus driver. I wanted something bigger, but they just give me these 9 buses. I could go bigger.
If I knew the curriculum, I could work out what film he's likely to show. Like, if it's Shakespeare, we're probably watching Baz Luhrmann's.
Why don't you go up and ask him?
I don't want to get trapped.
Can't get trapped up there. The ninth bus is the securest bus.
Yeah, but if I go, then it's the polite thing to do to sit down. I can just stick my head and be like, oh, we're actually learning. Like, there's a worksheet. I'm leaving.
Oh.
That looks bad.
Well, that's fair. Yeah. I just wish I could get you kids off this bus.
Do you CCTV?
No.
You don't have CCTV?
No. How could you cover 9 buses?
There's cameras.
Yeah, I mean, there's cameras there, but I can't stop the bus, so I can't get the footage.
You can't stop the bus?
No, why do you think he's been here for the... Why do you think the 7th bus is now like a canteen?
I thought we were going on a school trip.
No, if I stop, this will all plummet forward and kill all of us.
This was a terribly designed thing.
I mean, I know the life of the bus driver is behind me now. If I was going to analyze that bus Gabriel's driving, I would not pass it through health and safety. He's also been driving barefoot. That's him pushing the pedals with his feet. You can hear throughout Dumbracken. That's how you know when the bus is coming.
I can relate. I used to work at a go-kart truck, so sometimes whenever I see people drive, I'm very critical of it too.
Is that your neck?
Those are my bones. I'm 6.5 foot tall, and I cramped myself into a go-kart every day for 12 years.
See, I thought you were going to say that you drove the go-kart barefoot as well.
No. All the kids drive them.
Oh. So, you were a bus driver, you were a go-kart driver. I wish I had drove something. I mean, does a bike kind?
No.
What about a car?
Yeah?
Yeah, I wish I'd driven one of them. I just got my bike.
You know, we don't have to make a conversation. I'm happy to read my book.
You know what? Okay, sorry. Use word. I'm in the middle of this. That's fine.
I really meant to stagger our lunch breaks.
It's times like this that I wish I had kept that please don't talk to the bus driver sign and just, you know, I could tap that.
How often do you tap it?
Sometimes I wake up from just vigorously tapping in my sleep.
Wow.
I did it a lot.
That must feel very powerful when someone's annoying you and you just tap the sign.
Yeah. It came with a lot of authority, and whenever someone would disrespect that, I would get up from where I was sat because I had the pedals primed so that the bus could keep driving. I would just hit them. You would never expect that.
No, you're right. I hadn't. You know what? I've always been respectful of bus drivers, but I hadn't considered the fact that they might assault me.
Yeah, I mean, if you're distracting the driver, you get what's coming for you.
An announcement, we're going to be taking the roundabout in about a mile. So just be prepared to get smashed into the left side of every single bus. The right-sided buses will take this hardest. The left-sided buses, make sure your windows are closed, or at the very least, you have your parachutes on.
Hello, class. Today we're watching Snowpiercer. Please keep all your nosebleeds till the end of the class. I'm looking at you, Dorothy.
Sir, I wonder if this is too close to home for some of us.
What do you mean?
This film, it feels like we're living it out and I don't like it.
Is this about the canteen food?
Yes, it's really bad and only the rich kids get it.
Quick show of hands, who here has seen this movie before? Just you.
Yeah.
In that case, write a critical analysis of it.
Back to Dumbracken is created, produced, and edited by Connaught McVeigh. For more information on the podcast, you can follow us at DumbrackenPod on Instagram. This episode featured Patrick Meyer, Laura Conlon, Jared Donnelly, and Connor Reddick. The opening and closing music was created by Connor Mallon, and you can check out his entire album, Unearthed, on Spotify now. Thank you for listening. We look forward to welcoming you back to Dumbracken very soon.